Welcome, welcome, welcome back to According to His Purpose, a podcast that takes you on a journey of self-discovery and self-empowerment. I am your host, Nanny Renee, and I invite you to tune in as we unlock the secrets to a life filled with passion, purpose, and love. This podcast is for any and everyone that is ready to break free from the chains of society, expectations, and embrace your true and authentic self. This season, we are diving into the depths of personal growth while daring to be different, because that's what this podcast is all about. We are not afraid to be different. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of According to His Purpose podcast. Thank you guys for coming back. I just want to say before I get started, I really appreciate all of the genuine support. Those of you that have been watching from the beginning, this is, you know, we're into the second year of podcasting. And listen, I'm grateful. Before I start, I just want to tell y'all, thank you. Thank you guys for, you know, supporting me. Thank you guys for tuning in each time. Thank you guys for waiting sometimes, because y'all know sometimes I do not stay on schedule. I do not stay on schedule. But, you know, life is life sometimes. And, you know, I'm a mom. I only can do so much. And so sometimes, you know, I definitely have other things and I can't really get to record like I really want to. But I promise you, once I do drop, y'all come through. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love, the support. I hope everything is going good with everyone. If not, remember, it's all part of God's plan. And remember that all things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and that is called according to His purpose. And when I say all things, I mean all things, the good things, the bad things, the unfair things. At the end, it all works out. And with me saying that, that leads me into today's topic. So I wanted to do an episode in honor. Easter Sunday's coming up. So I definitely wanted to honor Jesus in this time. So I said, what perfect time to do an episode, you know, discussing what he was going through this exact week before the crucifixion. And so as I was reading through Matthew, you know, I've been praying like, God, what do you want? And y'all, let me just say something too. That's something else. I cannot, like, if I try to really try to record something and I feel that God is not giving it to me, it just don't work. It just does not work for me. So I truly feel that God has laid this on my heart, because Lord knows I've been praying to God about some things. Listen, I've been really holding my tongue on a lot lately, and I'm going to share it with you guys one day soon. Hopefully, if God allows me to, you know, I'm sure he's going to have to give it to me the right way to share it. But I've really been protecting a lot of people's image and a lot of things. So I've just been kind of keeping my mouth shut. But, you know, I have been through a lot of things over the last few years that, you know, I've been dealing with on my own, because it has been hurtful, you know. Just kind of the way, you know, feeling betrayed by people that's supposed to be friends, and just really seeing the true identity of people. And, you know, that's what God does when you're called and he has a purpose for your life. Eventually, he's going to show you who should be in your life, who should not be in your life. He's going to move you away from different people, people that you may have been knowing for years. He will remove them out of your life because they just can't. They're just not part of the plan that he has for you. Their time in your life is up. And so sometimes people bow out gracefully, but then sometimes people feel they have, some people get mad. Like, I done had people, you know, I had to cut off some friendships, and, you know, I get texts, like paragraphs of texts, and, you know, people are mad at me for trying to do what's best for me. But y'all know how we do it over here, is we do what's best for us, regardless if the next person likes it or not. We have to do what's best for us. But sometimes, like I said, some people bow gracefully, and then some people, they don't. Some people, they feel that they would be so upset that you're doing what's best for your life that they want to degrade your name. They want to slander your name. They want to spread rumors. They want to try to make it seem like you're the villain or demonize you or things like that, just to kind of sway other people to you. Or they'll do some things that they know will hurt you just to try, just because, you know, you don't want to have them in your life. You know, the real ones will understand that it's not even about them. It's bigger. It's about the purpose that I have for your life. The journey that you are on and everybody else is on, it's a bigger purpose through it. The hurt that God's allowed you to go through and he saw you out of that, it's more to it. He's building something up in you. All of that adversity, baby, listen, some people have no clue what you really made of. A lot of the hurt and the pain, God has used it to build something in you strong, to build endurance in you so that you can continue to go forward, because when he's done, he's going to use you for his glory. The good thing about Jesus, when he walked this earth, he knew, he experienced a lot of this. He was betrayed. You know, he's been talked about, people lied on him and all of that. And so, you know, as I was calling out to God about some things that I was going through, because yeah, it hurts. Nobody wants to be that person that people are lying on and, you know, degrading their name only because they can't control them or they're not doing what they want them to do. But Jesus reminded me, I went through the same thing. And this week is the biggest example of when I really went through it. So that's why God took me to Matthew 26. Let me just read you guys a little bit of Matthew 26, okay? First, I'm going to start out Matthew 26. It says, when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. So this is right before the crucifixion. Okay. And so that's when he also lets them know, because I'm just going to tell y'all this because this word is in my spirit. He also lets them know, if you go down to Matthew 26:24, he says, and this is for some of us too. Y'all can't mess with God's people. Matthew 26:23. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Do y'all, let me break this down for y'all real quick. Because see, Jesus did not play. Jesus was real with it, wasn't he? Jesus was 100 with him. He did not play. He said, the one who has dipped his hand in the bowl with me will betray me. So in other words, he's letting them know it's not going to be a stranger. It's going to be one of y'all that's right here breaking bread with me. One of y'all that's right here. How many of us can relate? Because that's when it hurts the most. We don't care about people we don't know. But when it's the people that know you, the people that's right there with you and they betray you, yeah, that's when it gets real. That's when it gets real. And so we can all relate to this. Like I said, God had to bring me back to this because I was like, God, let me get them. Give me a pass, God. And then I repent. Just let me go in one time, God. He had to remind me, girl, it is not even about you. That's small. That's nothing. I've been there. I've done that. Remember, go back and read the story in Matthew. So this is where we're at. So, you know, we all can relate. Maybe we all can't relate, but some of us can relate. Some of us can relate to being betrayed by people that we felt was there for us, that was our people, not strangers, but the people, your own people. So he's letting them know it's going to be one of y'all. It's not going to be a stranger. It's going to be one of y'all. But he also says, I love this. See, when you read the word of God, you got to watch every little word because it gets real. He says, the Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. So basically he said, what's going to happen to me has already been written. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit as I talk about it. Whew, I feel him as I talk about it. what is going, what's happening to me? This is already written. It's still going down. So you betraying me ain't going to stop nothing. It's still going to go down. Everything that I have to go through, God has already written this. This is already what's going to take place. But woe to the person that betrayed me. Oh my God. But woe to the man who betrayed the Son of Man. It would be better for him to not even been born. Can we read that in the Message? The one who hands me over is someone I eat with daily. One who passes me food at the table. In one sense, the Son of Man is entering into a way of treachery, well marked by the scriptures. So this is bad, but this is marked by the scriptures. This is in God's plan. No surprises here. That's what the Message version says. In another sense, the man who turns him in turns traitor to the Son of Man. Better never had to been born to do this. So it's letting you know, y'all, for some of y'all that's been through something, that people, listen, it's written. That hard time, them hard times, some struggles, it was already written. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You're going to still move in your purpose, especially if you stay connected and you stay on the right side. You're going to still move in your purpose. So let's go down to Matthew 26, because I'm not going to be here. You know, I'm not going to go through this entire story. You guys want to read the story, you know, go through Matthew's and you can read the entire story. But let's stay in still in Matthew 26. OK, but I want to go down to verse 48. And it says, this is when Jesus was arrested. So remember, he already told him somebody's going to betray him. And they all there. And so now it's time, right? He's getting ready to get arrested. He's getting ready to be betrayed. Matthew 26:47. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived with him and a huge crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. Going at once to Jesus, Judas, greetings, Rabbi. And he kissed him. So here's the title of our episode. Here we go, y'all. We in the mix of it right now. Jesus replied. The NIV version says, Jesus replied, friend, do what you came here for. Do what you came for. Other versions, he says, do what you got to do. He called him friend to remind him, I've been the friend. Friend, that's worse. When a person's getting ready to betray you and you call them friend, let them know this is how, because he called them friend, not that he was a friend, because that's what you portrayed. That's what you wanted to, you wanted me to think this is what you were. So he said, friend, do what you came to do. I told y'all Jesus was a real one, didn't I? I told y'all Jesus was real. Jesus was not here to play. He already told them, I know one of y'all going to betray me. He said, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. All that kissing and hugging on me, being fake. Do what you came to do. Let's get it over with. Do what you came to do. Then the man stepped forward. They seized Jesus and they arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the priest, cutting off the ear. Y'all know who that was, right? Y'all know that was Peter. Cutting off the ear. And Jesus said, put the sword back. Put the sword back. Okay? For all who draws the sword will die by the sword. This is my favorite part right here. And this is what I want to, this is like, we go, this is the main part right here. So Jesus basically tells, put the sword up. Put it up. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by fighting people and hitting people, that's how you gonna die. You wanna try to, you know, revenge on people, it's coming back to you. So we ain't even gotta worry about that. He had to remind them who he was. And then he's like, put the sword up. We ain't need, the battle ain't yours. Don't worry about what these people have to say. Don't worry about that person that have betrayed you. Don't worry about that person that's doing you wrong. Cause look, this is what Jesus has to remind him. He said, do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at a disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Do you guys, y'all know what legions are, right? Legions are anything that comes in a large form. So he says, basically, oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. He says, do you not, what Jesus said, what y'all think this is? What do y'all think this is? Do you not think if I wanted to call on my Father that he will send some angels and shut all of this down? That he will shut it all down like this? But no, we're going to go for it. We're going to go forward. So don't get it twisted. Oh, wait. How many of y'all can relate? Y'all might not can't call on no angels, but y'all could probably call on some people that can take care of some things. Y'all could probably call on some people that can handle some situations for you. For people that done did you wrong, done lied on you, whatever the case may be, everybody done been through it. You could probably call on some. Everybody got some goons and gobblers out there, right? Maybe not everybody, but some people do. But thank God we ain't calling them. We ain't that no more. We saved, right? And we ain't putting numbers on nobody's head. But God, Jesus had to remind him who he was and whose he was. And that's why we ain't got to do nothing. That's why the battle was not ours, because we are reminded of who we are and whose we are. And we know that God is a protector and a provider. So that let him lie on you. Let him talk about you. He says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You continue to go forward, because baby, what you going through is bigger than this little situation or what's coming against you. It's not even about you. What you're going through is bigger. It is bigger than this little situation and what they're trying to do against you. So don't even worry about that. This is a story that God had to remind us. Like, he did that hard thing, not for himself, but to save you and I. His Father gave his only begotten Son for you and I. And so, had he allowed his flesh to get in the way, had he allowed the people that wanted to taunt him, that wanted him to not make it they wanted to kill Jesus. They wanted to kill him before he made it to the cross. Because had they killed him before he made it to the cross, he couldn't have, the scriptures wouldn't have been right. What was already written wouldn't have happened. But Jesus didn't let nothing stop him. He did not let nothing stop him for doing what God needed him to do. My God. And that's where we at, y'all. So you let people do what you got to do. Let them talk. Can we get a little deeper? It ain't even about letting them talk. Let life on you. You know, everybody loves saying that now. Life be life and life be life. And let life. Let life, because guess what? It's already written. God is the author and the finisher of your life. And so maybe he's going to allow you to go through that heartache, that heartbreak. Y'all, listen, God will break up a relationship and people will constantly keep going back and back and back and back and back and back and back. Keep going back, slashing tires, fighting other people for different people, getting mad, being depressed, you know, feeling like they want to let their life go. And God's trying to get that person out. So he's trying to take you to the, God's trying to remove that person so he can take you to your next stage, because he got other things written for you. And so the faith that Jesus had, the confidence that he had in his Father, that he had in the scriptures that was already written, was the reason why he did not allow all these distractions that tried to stop him from doing what God had called him to do. A lot of the hurt and a lot of the pain that you guys are going through, sometimes, unfortunately, it had to happen that way. God had to get your attention that way. It was already written, because if he didn't hurt you out of that relationship, you'll still be with that person. Some of y'all can look back. I know I can look back at some of the people I was dealing with, and I'm like, "Ooh, Lord." But I remember when I was in the midst of it, it's like, oh, how can I live without this person? And now that I see, eventually God allowed them to continue to hurt you and until you get away, because they wasn't, that's not written for me. For the purpose that God had in my life, their time was up. And so God allows things to happen, and we just have to continue to stay forward. Let people do what they feel they need to do. Let them say what they feel they need to say. Let them try to plot and do everything, hitting you with the Judah kiss and everything. Woe to the man that touches, that think he's going to do something against God's child. woe to you, because everything that's in my life, God has already ordained it. It is already written. He is the author. And just like he had to tell Judas, woe to the man that think they gonna come against the Son of God. But what I came to do is gonna get done. Oh my God. Woe to the people that think they gonna do something against the woman of God, the child of God, whoever's listening to this now. Woe to that person that think they gonna do something so bad and it's gonna stop you from being who God has called you to be. Come on now. You're gonna do it because you're gonna fulfill the promise that God has over your life. You're going to fulfill the purpose that God has over your life. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. So let them do what y'all came to do. Talk the talk. Gossip about you. Gossip about me. Do what you got to do. Say whatever you got to say. Plot against me. Come together. Y'all know when one person don't like you, they come together. And that's all they got in common is the fact that they don't like you. Do what y'all got to do, because it ain't going to stop what God has for those that is called according to his purpose. That's it, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in with me today. I hope that this blessed somebody. I hope this gave somebody a second wind to know that maybe no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Jesus done went through it too, and it didn't stop him from doing what he had to do, because what he was called to do, it was bigger than him. It was to save the world. And so I hope y'all have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Pray for me and pray for my family. I will do the same for you guys. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Those of you that's watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and like and follow. Those of you that's watching, matter of fact, you know what? Please make sure you guys follow me on TikTok. Right now, my Facebook's deleted because Facebook, I might get back on there just to advertise a little bit about this, but Facebook energy is a little bad, you know? And so TikTok is where the love's at. And I'm with the love. So make sure you stay connected with me on TikTok and on Instagram and definitely on YouTube. Okay. And so that you make sure you guys also, wherever you follow me at, make sure you hit those notification bells so that you don't miss any updates about the podcast. And I hope that you guys have a blessed day. And like I said, thanks once again for tuning in to another episode of According to His Purpose podcast. Until next time.